Hey everyone, it's Julie. I just wanted to say that this will be the last episode of season one, and we hope to be back in 2021, maybe late winter, early spring, to do another season. We loved recording this podcast. We had so much fun. Jen and I just died laughing, as you can tell through many of the episodes. So we hope that you loved listening to it. And if you did, please rate and review it and subscribe so that when we do come back, you'll automatically know about it instead of having to go search. Thanks again, everyone. And here's the episode.
Hi, I'm Jen.
And I'm Julie. Welcome to Partially Related, our podcast where our partially related thoughts come together to form fully related conversations. I'm trying out a new line. How do you like that?
I liked that. That was nice.
Okay. So I thought I would do something fun today, lighten the mood a little. And this shouldn't require a lot of thought. I'm going to give you a rapid fire quiz.
Oh, I have to know things.
No. But it's like it's a preferences type quiz. Like,
okay.
So there's no wrong answer, and I think they're called this or that, you know. So it's just one thing or another thing, and you say blah, you know.
Okay, all right. That I feel like I can handle.
Like Coke or Pepsi, and you say Coke, because if you say Pepsi, then I can't be your cousin anymore. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, what if it's neither though?
What?
Like I don't drink Coke or Pepsi.
Okay, this is not getting off to a good start.
You're right, it's not. But I just don't know how to answer that one.
I guess you say neither. But in general, like, yeah. In general, hopefully one of them will work, and maybe it's just pick the lesser of the two evils.
Lesser of two evils. Okay, fair enough.
Like, maybe you don't drink soda, but you still, if you were going to, would pick one of them.
Okay, I can work with that. All right.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Dog or cat?
Dog.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Phone call or text?
Text.
Really?
Yeah, usually.
Hmm. Well, I guess it's like, what do you like better? I don't know. But yeah, I took you more for a phone call kind of gal.
Interesting. Hmm. Well, now we know. I mean, not that I'm opposed to phone calls by any means. Phone calls are great, but...
Well, I hope so, because this whole podcast is based on...
Basically a phone call, so hopefully I don't hate them. That'd be a problem.
Okay. Toast or eggs?
Oh, no, that's not fair. Eggs
on... Well, not that similar.
Eggs on toast.
I don't think you can do that. Toast or egg.
That's what I always do, though, is eggs on toast. Like, ask some of my closest friends and what I eat very frequently, and they will say eggs on toast. So I don't really know.
Soft,
how it...
Like a pokey egg? Like an oozy egg?
No, ew. Oozy eggs
what?
Are the worst. No.
No, they're
gross.
So good.
No, fried egg only.
Oh, on some toast. You mean like over hard?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no, that's like the whole fun of it. And then you use the toast to like soak up the egg yolk.
I disagree. If you could only see the face that I'm making right now. So gross.
No. Now, I mean, when I was a kid, all I wanted was scrambled eggs. But like, I have grown to love a nice, like, not over easy, because I think that's when the white part is not even really fully cooked. And I don't love that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's over medium that I like.
All right. I mean, that's fine. I'm just saying that's not going to work for me.
You are totally judging me.
I am. You're absolutely right. I was trying to hide it, but I certainly am.
No, I can hear it in your voice. I'm like, okay.
It's there.
Person.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're going to say I'll give you a pass on that one.
Okay.
All right. Cardio or weights?
Cardio.
Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook.
Ice cream cone or snow cone?
Ice cream cone.
Mobile games or console games? What is a mobile game? Or did they mean on their cell phone?
Maybe that's what I would assume. Okay. Yeah.
this might be a. Is this a British quiz? I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I'd have to go console games.
Okay. While walking, music or podcasts?
Oh, both. But probably more often music while walking.
Okay. iOS or Android?
iOS.
Why don't they say Apple or Android?
A fantastic question.
Yeah. Anyway, we knew what they meant.
Yeah, true. We figured it out.
Form or function? As it relates to who knows what, just answer the damn question quickly.
Just form or function? I'll go function.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, pop or indie?
Indie.
Cake or pie?
Cake, 100%.
What?
Yeah.
Swimming or sunbathing? This is definitely a British quiz.
Right? Neither. Like, I don't really like to do either one.
You're not a swimmer. I didn't know that.
Mm-mm. I'm not. Stouts don't swim. Mm-mm.
Stouts don't swim.
It's a real thing.
Well, like, you know how to swim, right? Or no?
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah, like, not very well.
Like, I could see if your mom didn't know how, because my mom doesn't know how to swim.
Yeah, my mom didn't know how, and neither did my dad.
Your dad didn't either. Oh, see, my dad definitely does, but okay. They're not beach people. So, like, I guess this shouldn't surprise me that maybe your parents are also not beach people, mm-hmm. except I sort of thought that maybe you all were because of the fishing piece and the RV and, like, all that. I kind of thought, like, oh, they're just generally outdoorsy, and therefore, you know. But
that's a fair assumption.
But it's a very different thing being at a lake versus mm-hmm. going to the beach.
For sure. Yeah. And like when we would go out fishing, like we wore life jackets in the boat 100% of the time because none of us know how to swim.
Even if you know how to swim, you should be doing that.
Yeah. I mean, that's also true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like you never know. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. This next one is so silly because I'm like, what? High tech or low tech? It's like
interesting.
I guess I know. Yeah.
I'm kind of inclined to say low tech. Like, you know, I respect technology and I appreciate the gadgets that I have, but I don't consider myself high tech by any means.
No, and I don't use technology to its full capacity. Ever.
Ever. No.
I finally figured out how to change the clock on my car, though.
Oh, fantastic.
And I did it without reading the manual because the manual is so long. Mm-hmm. And I fiddled around and I got it. And I was like, yes, now I don't really need to know how any of the rest of this works.
Right. You have figured out the only necessary function. That's fantastic.
I can get the wipers and the lights on. And, you know, I'm sure I can get that little triangle thing going if I need to.
What is that hazard called? Lights? Is
that- yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a triangle on your, you know, at the button is like a triangle.
It is. That's true.
I should locate where that is because I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but mm-hmm. I'm sure it's somewhere very prominent.
Probably. They're usually pretty easy to find. Easy to hit in case of emergency.
Being a hazard and all.
Yeah. You know, that. They don't want to hide it too much.
Yeah. Okay. Big party or small gathering?
Small gathering.
New clothes or new phone?
New clothes?
Okay. You don't have to. Own it.
Own it. I don't know. I don't get that excited about new clothes, but like, I don't get that excited about a new phone either. It's like,
I hate getting a new phone because I'm like, God damn it. Like, I just learned how to use the one I have. Mm-hmm. I will literally only get a new one when one breaks. Like, it's not, I don't care. I don't need it to be bigger or faster or stronger or whatever the heck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no.
No.
Rich, so silly. Rich friend or loyal friend?
Loyal friend.
Football or basketball? And I don't, for some reason I thought it was, we'll just pretend this is American.
Okay.
Actually, it probably is. Anyway, go ahead.
Football.
Work hard to play hard.
Both.
They're like, what? Who? Work hard. I don't like, why? Who? Okay. Nice car or nice home interior? It's very, it's rather superficial.
It is.
But that's the point.
That is the point. I'd probably go nice home interior.
What's worse, laundry or dishes?
Laundry.
Jogging or hiking?
Both. 100% both.
Yeah, you are, but you have to pick one. You can't keep
this year. I would say hiking. This year has been the year of hiking.
Okay. Bath or shower?
Shower.
Sneakers or sandals?
Sneakers.
You wanted to say both, didn't you?
I mean, I did and I didn't. Like, sandals have their place, but also, like, I'm not one that can, like, wear sandals all the time because my feet start to hurt. So, sneakers are more comfortable.
I hear you. Glasses or contacts?
Glasses.
Hamburger or taco?
I'd go taco if I had to choose.
Okay, couch or recliner?
Couch. Am I 90 years old? Come on.
Well, I like a good recliner. Well, it's not my turn. It's not.
You're
my
right.
Turn.
You're right.
Okay. Online shopping or shopping in a store?
Online.
Would you rather get an email or a letter?
I couldn't tell you the last time I got a letter. Like, the sound of that sounds really nice.
I love getting a letter. Well, it comes in the form of a card with words written on it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Sure. Yeah, I'd go letter.
Okay. Passenger or driver?
Passenger.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Tablet or computer?
Computer.
Most important in a partner, intelligent or funny?
Funny.
I'm just trying to think how that works. Like, don't you kind of have to be intelligent to be funny on some level?
Typically, like, yes. Yeah.
So, like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, oh, he's dumb as hell. Right. Boy, he made me laugh.
He's so funny, though. He just says the most amusing things, but he's so dumb.
He just flips on those banana peels all day long.
That's amazing. Yep. New life goals. Okay. Find somebody real dumb but real funny.
Yep. Dumb as a rock, but car or truck? And I don't know, some people use the word, I don't like this and I don't understand it. Some people use the term truck. I'm overthinking this already, and it's not even my quiz. Some people use the term truck when they mean SUV. Have you read into that?
Yes, I have.
What is that?
It makes no sense to me.
Like, it's either a pickup truck with an open bed, or it's like a semi. There's no SUV in there. No.
Like, I mean, I have like a small SUV, and I would compare it more to a minivan than I would a truck. Like,
but a lot of people call it like, oh yeah, my truck. Like, they've got like a Jeep.
Yeah.
A Jeep. And I'm like, what? No.
Stop.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, if it's a Jeep, it's got to just some say sort Jeep. Of regional. People know what a Jeep is. Like, if you don't want to call it a car, or just call it a car, because
just call it a car.
We're like, here.
We're not assuming it's a sedan,
right?
You don't worry, you won't be disparaged.
Don't worry. I don't know. Okay. I think I'm just going to start referring to my car as a vehicle, and then it's completely neutral.
That's super long to say, though.
Yeah.
I parked my vehicle outside. Mm-hmm. Is that all right?
Is this a good place to leave my vehicle? I think it might work. It's neutral. So nobody knows. Does she drive a car, an SUV, a truck, a Jeep? Nobody knows.
A unicycle?
And a unicycle,
Like,
right? My vessel with wheels.
yeah, it's like a boat, one of those duck boat things like they have in DC that
Yep.
like it's what did they call it? An amphibious car or something?
In Seattle, it's just called Ride the Duck.
Well, you have that
Yeah.
too? That's so funny.
It's pretty
Yeah,
hilarious.
we I think they're called duck boats or like duck something. We did it one time. It was quite a trip. It was like some 1940s vessel created, I think it was like a World War II era type situation. Like they used them for
Oh,
things.
wow. Huh.
And now they use it for tourism. Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
Right. So car or truck, you never answered.
I'm gonna go truck. Like, I really want a truck. They just get really terrible gas mileage, so it's not practical. So,
Yeah.
ergo, I don't have a
That's why
truck.
I don't want
Fair
one.
enough. Yeah.
Plus, I have nothing to put in the back.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
There's that. Blue or red? That feels loaded.
That does feel very
Why are
loaded.
those the two colors? We can skip that one if you want. That's so
It is
strange.
strange, but I'm a big fan of the color blue.
Okay.
So let's see.
So that's easy. Money or free time?
Oh boy. A free time.
Okay. Amusement park or day at the beach?
Amusement park.
I had a feeling you would say that. At a movie, candy or popcorn? Never mind the fact that you don't want to go see a
Right? I
movie.
don't ever want to go to the movies.
Let's pretend you're at home, candy or popcorn.
Popcorn. But I'll just have
Okay.
popcorn like for dinner. That's I just really like popcorn. So I don't have to be watching anything.
Yeah. Okay. Pen or pencil?
Pen.
Toilet.
What?
What? Oh, toilet. Toilet paper or something.
Oh dear.
No, it's not. This is not the pandemic version. Toilet paper over or under?
Over.
I thank you. That is
That
the
is
only
the
right way to do
only answer.
it.
I don't know who these are people are that go under. It makes absolutely no sense.
I do want to say, I feel like I had to have this conversation with Chris really early on when we were
Yeah.
dating of like, I don't know if I was like at his house using the restroom or if he replaced a roll at my place. I don't know what was going on, but I don't think it's that he's an under person. I think he was just a, I don't know, you just put it on. Like it doesn't matter whichever way it happens to be.
Okay.
I think I could be misremembering, but definitely with somebody I've been like, no, it goes over. And here's why. And like, it was this whole thing. And like, if we're gonna be together, we better get straight on this
Right,
right
we got to
now.
clear this up before we go any farther. This
Yeah,
is
this will be a
deal
deal
breaker.
breaker.
For sure.
Like, why would you want it to be under? I don't understand. Like, you want to make life harder? You want to not be able to reach it properly? You want to not know where it's coming from or not being able to stop it at the right square? Like, why?
Why?
No,
Why?
why? Why? Why?
I don't
Why?
understand your logic for going under. I never will. Maybe I would
No.
understand it if somebody took the time to explain it to me, but I probably will not ever get on board. It goes over.
No. Oh, here's an interesting one. Cups in the cupboard. I love the word cupboard. Nobody says that. Right side up or upside down?
Right side up, typically.
See, I'm a convert of this was a Chris thing. He keeps them upside
Ah,
down.
interesting.
Actually, no, I take that back. Only the mugs go upside down and our glasses go right side up.
Okay.
So there's really no sense there. I'm not sure. No, is that true? I don't even know. No, wait. Our glasses. I think there's a mixture going on. I think it's basically like what fits the best way. I don't.
That's fair. Because
I will sit upside down. even though it's a cupboard, let's say something you don't use very often, in theory, there could be, you know, things, it could get dusty.
Could get dusty. I've definitely considered that. But like with my mugs, I use them, like they never sit in there for very long. Like I don't do dishes often enough to like have just an abundance of mugs still left in the cupboard. So they get used right. pretty often. And I'm a big fan of like ridiculous mugs that have silly sayings or pictures. And so I want them right side up so I can appreciate what they say while they're even in the cupboard.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
It's my thing.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to have to turn your head up.
Exactly. Okay. That would be wrong. Or invite someone to my cupboard and say, here's my coffee mug collection, but please tilt your head so you can check them out.
This is a bit of a mm-hmm. tangent, but I, speaking of form over function, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to guess which one I am, but like, I hate the trend of open shelving.
Oh yeah.
I hate it so mm-hmm. much. I don't hate the look of it. I think it looks cute. But it's so freaking impractical.
It is.
And it's just, it's kind of gross,
yeah.
actually, to me. And also, like, you can't keep as much there. Everything needs to look cohesive, ish.
Mm-hmm.
If that's, because that's why you're doing it, for the look of it, in theory. Like, it lightens up the room, or, you know, like, fit, like the, not lighten in color, but, like, lighten in weight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the look of the room is lighter, but it's like, it's so silly. And a lot of the stuff that's up there that people will do, like a decorative item, like I'm not putting decorative shit in my kitchen.
Right.
Because I need all that space for non-decorative mm-hmm. shit.
Exactly.
And we have a pretty big kitchen, but we also have a lot of kitchen, like appliances and tools and dishes and what have mm-hmm. you. So.
Yeah, there's just not the space for, like, knickknacks in the kitchen. That's not the spot for them. It doesn't make any sense.
It's also just not... Well, even if there was, it's not where I yeah. want them. Because, like, you know, you, something explodes.
Mm-hmm.
You got tomato sauce everywhere, and now you're wiping down all your knickknacks. I just don't...
Yeah, it's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
All right, I'm moving on, but I just have to say all that.
It had to be said.
It had to be said. I want, you know, a space needs to be useful. Otherwise, why are you living in it? I don't sure. get it. Like, you can have pretty things to look at. You don't need to have pretty things that you're trying mm-hmm. to live in.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Or it, you know, let it be both, but yeah. Okay, pancake or waffle?
Waffle.
Yes. Coke or Pepsi?
That is one of them. I'll go Coke just because if I am going to have one, I would do a Diet Coke on very rare occasions.
But...
Ugh. Yeah.
Okay.
Look.
Coffee cup or thermos? Coffee cup. Blinds or curtains?
Blinds.
Train or plane?
Huh. I kind of like both.
Trains, planes, and Jen's vehicle.
We could start a new podcast and call it that.
You got one.
This you're right. Rapid fire. I'm going planes.
I'm snapping over here. Okay. Phone or phablet? I assume they mean a phone size tablet.
I would love to have a phablet.
There was already a tablet yeah. or computer question. So we're really getting into this technology. Really,
I'm gonna have
this sponsored by like Microsoft.
I'm gonna go phone.
Okay. Iced coffee or hot coffee? Meat or vegetables?
vegetables.
International vacation or a new TV?
Is that a
Is that
real
a real
question?
Question?
Huh.
I mean, you know, not everyone's answer
That's
would
true.
Be the same.
I would go international vacation.
Okay. Save or spend?
Save.
Honesty or others' feelings?
Oh, interesting.
Because it
can
only
be
one.
You can't have both.
Literally.
I'm gonna have to say honesty at the risk of sounding like I don't care about people's feelings.
I don't think they mean honesty when it comes to like living your life. I think they mean when you're talking to someone, do you want to be honest with them or do you want to be careful about their feelings and do a white lie?
Okay,
that's how I'm all
right.
But your answer is fine. Your answer, you know, can stand. I'm not trying to get you to change your mind.
I
here.
Am on to your tricks here. What we're after. Anyway.
So honesty, right? Okay.
Coffee.
Coffee or tea? TV or book?
Book.
Movie at home or movie at the theater?
Neither, but more likely at home.
I mean neither.
I very rarely watch movies even at home. I don't really watch very many movies.
You need a long mm-hmm. attention span.
It's true.
Ocean or mountains?
Mountains.
Horror movie or comedy movie?
Comedy.
City or countryside?
City.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I have mixed feelings.
No, that's fine. I just did not. I don't know what I would have expected you to say. Okay, city. Winter or summer?
Summer.
Mac or PC? What
the
F? They need to like get off of this.
Seriously.
There's a lot of this stuff too, because there's another one coming.
I would have to say PC.
Okay. Console gaming or PC gaming?
What?
How about neither? Because I'm a 14-year-old boy.
But I would go console. I have some old school Nintendo stuff that I'm into. So.
All right. Soup or sandwich?
Together. Soup.
Really? Okay. Card game or board game? Oh. Classical art or modern art?
I don't know.
What does that mean? Oh, classical meaning anything but modern?
I guess I'll go modern.
Okay. Beer or wine?
Beer.
Camping or binge watching shows at home?
Yep.
I know. Working alone or working in a team?
Working alone.
Dine-in or delivery? Don't let COVID sway you.
Okay, pre-COVID, I would say dine-in.
Okay. Sweater or hoodie? We're almost done here. Comic book or comic strip?
Comic book.
What an odd... Okay. Did you say hoodie, by the way, to the last one? Okay. Motorcycle or
motorcycle.
Bicycle?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Book or ebook?
Book.
When sleeping, fan,
no fan
or no fan? Ninjas or pirates?
Odd. Ninjas.
Oh. TV shows or movies?
TV
really
shows.
Okay. The
I
end!
Win!
You passed. You win.
I win nothing. That's so upsetting.
But you win kudos for dealing with my random 75 questions. Well, this website's random.
I enjoyed
questions.
Them. Some of them were very good questions.
Where were we? We were saying, so I was going to say, I agree with you on small gathering.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on new clothes and loyal friend. I I'm going to say basketball over football.
Okay.
Because I don't watch either, but but at least with basketball, you can sort of, if you're seeing it in person, you can see what's going on a lot better. And if you're watching it on TV, you can also see what's going on a lot better. Like, I know what's happening. Like, oh, someone scored a goal. And stuff. Like, I don't know all the rules of football. I never bothered to learn. So
that's fair. Yeah, I've learned them a little bit better over the last few years. And so that has made it easier to watch now that it's not just a bunch of dudes ramming into each other. Yeah. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, for me, it's still a bunch of dudes ramming into each other.
Mm-hmm.
I can go through the questions that where you and I differ. Or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Because dog, obviously.
Obviously.
But, you know, since I am the only person on the planet who doesn't have Netflix, I'm going to have to say YouTube.
Oh, that's fair.
And I do watch a fair amount of YouTube. There's actually a lot of channels that I follow and subscribe to. And like, so I watch it a fair amount.
All right. That's cool.
In addition to, you know, what most people use it for, which I assume is still like Googling how to fix their leaky faucet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's mostly what I use it for.
Yeah.
Sometimes for cute animal videos.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was phone call or text. I guess I'm text, actually, too.
Okay.
Well, for some reason, I just thought you were old school. I thought you were a phone call kind of gal.
Yeah. That's funny because I actually thought that about you. I didn't realize you were more of a texter.
It's not that I don't know. Like, I think it's one of the, like, I would rather, like, in a lot of situations, I would rather just quickly exchange information via text. But then, mm-hmm. you know, there comes a point where it's like, this would be way easier over the phone, and you just pick up the phone and call. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm
on board.
Well, good. Unlike you, instead of saying both, toast or eggs, obviously we all want both. But I'll say eggs, and I'm going to have the runny kind that you hate.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you get to do what you want to do, but I don't necessarily approve.
Yeah, well, who knew that this would be where we stand divided?
Who knew?
Definitely cardio, so I guess that's not different from you. I'm definitely more Twitter than Facebook. I'm not really that much Twitter, but I barely get on Facebook.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll go ice cream cone or snow cone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to skip all these like technology ones because they're stupid.
Yeah, those are stupid anyway.
The while walking music or podcast would absolutely be neither because I am one of those people like I want all my senses available to me. I will not wear headphones while I'm walking. I will not.
That's so, fair. Yeah, I respect
it's
that.
Like a very hard and fast will not do it. Walking, jogging, anything. Even if I were like with someone, that would be even funnier to do that.
That would
with
be
someone.
Funny actually.
I'm going to shut you out right now.
Right? I know we're walking together, but don't talk to me.
But yeah, like, yes. As a matter of safety, I will not do that. Okay,
fair enough.
Form or function, totally function. I mean, I want it to be nice looking, but you gotta do both.
Right.
It's gotta be both, but function is more important. I guess pop instead of indie. Because if something's truly indie, I probably haven't heard about it. I'm not cool enough.
That's fair. Yeah. All right.
And I am gonna go pie because I think cake is sort of lame.
Well, wow, okay. It's kind of hurtful, but whatever.
Because pie can be really good, and cake is never that great. Even the best cake is like, this is fine. Like,
okay.
I've never had a cake that I'm like, oh, man. Dang, this is delightful.
This
you know?
Is delightful.
It's just not a thing. Even like my favorite. I gotta slow down a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Those nothing bundt cakes, I will say, are fantastic.
They're so good.
Because they're moist. And they have cream cheese both in the batter and in the frosting, which is key.
It's key. It's amazing. They're so good.
So those are really good, but that's really the exception. I mean, and like some cupcakes are good. Certainly homemade cupcakes are good. But like just when I think of cake, I don't think of those exceptions. I think of just like, meh, sheet cake. Tastes like sheet.
It tastes like sheet. Yeah.
It's not good.
That's fair. I mean, I guess like I generally prefer cake over pie, but I'm also very particular about my cake. Like, I'm not willing to eat a cake that's not super delicious. Like, if I take a bite and I'm like, eh, tastes like a generic sheet cake, I'm not going to finish it. But, like, if the cake is good, I'm all for it, and I will eat the whole thing with a fork by myself. I don't even care.
He said with a fork, like, that's the unconventional way to eat with a fork.
With a fork. So,
like, with my hands.
Yeah. What I meant was, I'll just take a fork to, like, the whole cake. Like, I won't cut it up and put it on a plate. But I recognize that's not how I said it.
It's, like, not even bother portioning it out. Yeah.
Not at all. No. Just fork.
But, like, cake. Do you eat, I mean, so I know you don't really have the Southern in you, but, like, pecan pie?
I do like a good pecan pie. I do.
Okay.
My mom makes a pretty good one because she hasn't completely left the South.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And her apple pie is really good for pie, but like if it came down to like a really good cake or her apple pie, it's still good cake.
Yeah. Well, I can tell because you said, you know, it's good for pie.
Right.
So at our wedding, the place where we got married, we had a choice. You could have, it was included. They had a contract with a resort that has like a bakery, and it was a contract. So they would let you choose, and then they had arrangements with Red Truck Bakery, which has their famous pies. And there's even a cookbook, or the Salamander Resort, which is like a pretty ritzy resort. And they have a bakery. And it was like you could have cake or pie. And I had to think about it. But we did end up having cake because I was like, well, we can always have pie. But, like, we have to get the photos of us, like, cutting the cake and feeding each other, you know?
Sure. Yeah, that's true. Much
feeding pie is not going to go well. Yeah. Like, can you just imagine, like, oh, a nice cherry pie. And now you're flopping all over the place.
Right, just flopping around near my white dress. That's great. Right.
I will say, I think cherry pie is actually my least favorite pie. So that wasn't a good example. But yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I like the ones that are like custardy or like pecan pie or, you know, pretty much pure sugar and butter and delicious. But not all pies are great, I will say that, and not all cakes are awful.
Okay.
Just
I appreciate that you're willing to say that. That's good.
Yeah. The worst thing is a dry chocolate cake, because chocolate cake, and don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with chocolate. Like, I love brownies. Brownies are fantastic because they're fudgy. I don't like them when they're cakey.
Mm-hmm.
The fudgier the better, like even a little underdone, but with like the chewy edges. You got to go oil. You should never put butter in your brownies.
Absolutely.
That's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how you get that texture. But chocolate cake is like flavorless to me.
Interesting.
Like if it's not rich chocolate cake, you know, if it's just like kind of a dry chocolate cake, I'm like, cardboard. It just doesn't.
That's fair. Yeah. Like a poorly done chocolate cake is very, very disappointing and
it's very
unnecessary.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a waste of chocolate.
It is. Powder. And that's a really good point.
Yeah.
The chocolate cake recipe that I use calls for coffee in it and sour cream, so it does.
Well, sour cream, yeah, I have one. I've made one with that.
Yeah, and then it usually is not dry. Like, then it's fairly moist, and like it doesn't end up tasting like coffee, but it like adds to the richness of the chocolate flavor.
Yes. Right.
Pretty delightful.
Yeah, it adds like some depth. Yeah, I've had coffee or like instant coffee crystals, I think be called for. I've had that called for in a lot of recipes, and it does help. I do worry that it like keep me up all night because I don't drink coffee ever.
Oh, fair
But
enough.
I guess chocolate technically has caffeine too.
That is true.
Anyway, well, we can agree to disagree on the cake.
I guess that's fair. Fine.
Swimming or sunbathing, like I don't sunbathe ever because I just can't get behind that. I will sit out on the beach though under an umbrella. And I do prefer that to actually like swimming in the ocean. Like I'll wade in the water, but I'm not like swimming in it really. Cause so I guess sunbathing under an umbrella with SPF on.
Yeah, fair. Good distinction. It's important. I feel like both you and I are in the same camp where we burn quite easily.
Yeah, and even if you don't, I mean, anyone can get skin cancer, but or premature aging or whatever it is. But like, yeah, it just doesn't feel right. I feel like my body's being cooked, and I think ever since I lived in the desert for a year in extreme temperatures, I think I am more so that way, and I'm more like I should really be staying out of the sun and just careful with my skin. So yeah, nice. I agree. Nice home interior. What's worse, laundry or dishes? I'm gonna disagree with you there. I would say dishes are worse. Only because I end up getting like a sore back. Well, dishes are fine if you do them right away. I hate dishes that have been left. That grosses me out.
That's reasonable. I can give you that.
Like I will leap up after we have finished eating and be like, time to clean up. Like I'm still chewing that last bite, and I'm like, it's time to get started. I don't want
Dishes
anything to get
down.
crusty. Yeah. So it's just a lot easier to clean up when it's not been sitting. It's a lot less gross. I don't know why. It just is.
No, that's reasonable. Sometimes stuff gets pretty nasty when it sits for a bit.
Yeah.
So it's worth avoiding that.
Yeah.
My issue with laundry, it's not the actual laundry doing, it's the putting it away. And I start to run out of bed space at some point for all my loads of laundry.
That's what I do. I put it on the bed when it's clean until I fold it. But I put it on the guest bed so I can really let it sit.
Oh, see, that's what I'm doing wrong. I put it on my own bed, and then before I know it, I have very, very little amount of bed for sleeping because my clothes are taking up all of it.
But that's probably a good thing because it makes you put it away.
Yeah, that's true. Eventually, I do then have to do it. But I just hate that part.
Have you spent the night on your couch because you didn't want to put your laundry away? I'm just curious.
I want to say maybe once or twice that has
Yes.
happened. Yeah.
I could see myself doing that if it were me.
It's just easier. It's just
Well,
easier to move to the couch.
thinking back to when I had my little one bedroom condo that obviously only had, one bed, I did not I would put my laundry on my bed. And yeah, I know what I did because I was like, I did not always put it away. I would put it back. Would I put it back in the basket? What would I do? I would find strategic ways to like place it somewhere that was clean. I think I might have put it on like one of the dining chairs or something.
I respect that. Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all.
Because I don't want it just on the, some people would just put their laundry any old place. I don't, I'm like, no, it's clean. It needs to go on a very clean surface.
Agreed. Yeah, like I don't want it
Can't
just
just
going
go.
any old place.
Yeah. Some people put it on the couch. I don't even like to put it on the couch.
Yeah, I have put it on the couch when I've like really been running out of bed, but I don't like to.
Running out of bed.
Running out of bed.
Okay, so jogging or hiking. I am probably not much of either of those things, but I suppose hiking, because sometimes you can also see nice things. Mm-hmm. And with jogging, you're too busy not trying not to trip over your own feet. So
true.
At least that's me. I used to be quite a runner, and I just am not.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Bath or shower? I guess I'm shower, but I do like a good bath. But like, it's never a replacement for a shower. A bath, like, it's not the same thing. Like, if I take a bath, then I get into the shower and rinse off real quick after.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's generally how I do it as well. They serve very different purposes to me.
Exactly. One of them is like soothing muscles, listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
One is like getting myself clean in the morning. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And I don't love taking a bath, but like when I am really like, right, with that muscle soreness, like after a run or a hike, sometimes mm-hmm. it just feels like the right thing to do. But mm-hmm. I'm not one that's just like, oh, I'm going to take a bath to relax. Like, not really my thing.
Yeah, I don't really do that either. It's usually like if I'm sore or if I, like, oh, I want to do a face mask. I might as well be in the bath while I do the face mask. I don't know. I just, mm-hmm. I try to combine it with other things.
Sure. Make it purposeful.
Yeah. I mean, my bath might be like 20 minutes. It's not, I don't sit there for like an hour. I don't get pruney
mm-hmm.
because I got stuff to do. I don't know. Right. I just can't.
Yeah. It just doesn't feel like a good use of time.
Right. But also like, if I'm just going to be super loungy, lazy, I would probably do that in bed or on the couch and not in a bath.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Like, the bath, to me, is not the most comfortable location. Like, so if I'm just going to read a book and drink a glass of wine, I'm going to do that on the couch.
Yeah. I have not understood that for a long time. Like, I have never been someone who could drink a glass of wine or read a book in a bath. Like, mm-hmm. that's not... How are your books not getting wet? And also, like, when you drink wine, you get hot. And then you're in a bath and you're hot. Like, I would get overheated. Be like, I need my water.
I'm so dehydrated in this bathtub.
Yeah, because just because you're sitting in water, you could totally get dehydrated.
Absolutely. Like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So true. Real life problems.
Yeah. But I do like, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, magnesium is it magnesium? Yeah, like the stuff that's in Epsom salts,
mm-hmm.
it really a good way to absorb it is through the skin. So it really is useful for that. But
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Sneakers or sandals, like, meh, I'm slippers.
Right?
Neither? I don't know. Shoes. Yeah, I guess I said that funny, I guess.
You did. It was amazing.
I guess sneakers, because yeah, I'm like you with sandals, like my feet are not the kind of feet that can handle flip flops all day long, or like they're very soft. They never get calloused in the summer to the point where they can handle sandals
mm-hmm.
like, without all these sores on my feet.
Yeah, sandal feet hurt. I don't know. Like, I guess they don't for some people. I have friends that wear sandals all summer long. And I'm like, I can't do it. Hurt.
I think some people just have, like, rougher feet.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, I see people walking around barefoot. Again, this is, goes back to my YouTube thing. But, like, I'll see them doing whatever barefoot. I'm like, how can you do that if I, like, not only am I not barefoot, but I'm wearing socks and then I'm wearing slippers in the house all the time, summer, spring, winter, fall. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm wearing slippers because they have a sole, but they're, you know, only for inside, so it's clean. And I want the support. I don't want my little feet walking around on everything.
Right?
I don't know.
Poor little feet.
Poor little feet. Terrible. Yeah. Yeah, take care of those little feet.
Mm-hmm. They gotta be protected.
What's that from? Oh, Land Before Time, Littlefoot.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally not related at all.
Partially.
So glasses or contacts? Definitely contacts. I do not enjoy wearing glasses. They hurt my nose. Mm. I don't feel like I see as well. It's just not, it does not work for me. And then because I am far, nope, I'm nearsighted. When you're nearsighted, I feel like you notice every little bit of grime on your glasses.
Oh, are you see that.
You're nearsighted, right? I assume.
Wait, I'm.
You can see up close, but not far away.
Yeah.
So you're nearsighted.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't bug you like when your glasses are dirty?
No, it doesn't. That, and I've never really thought about that until you said that. That's weird that it doesn't bug me.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Like, my glasses get filthy before I think to clean them. It's problematic.
Hmm.
Because probably other people can notice how dirty they are. It's bad.
Can you just fix that? No.
Right.
I get, like, the tiniest speck, and I'm like, oh, get off. And then, yeah, I just... But the main issue is the nose thing and the vision. I just feel like it's not as good. So I wear them so infrequently that I have not updated my glasses prescription in years. And actually, my eyes haven't changed a whole lot. But they're definitely like a little, like ever so slightly weaker than my contacts. So I only wear them in emergencies.
Or okay,
just sure. Like if I have to, like, let's say, half the time I'll go blind. I mean, I'm not actually blind because my vision's not that bad, but like I'll just wear nothing mm-hmm. instead of glasses because that's how much I don't like them.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a strong opposition.
Yeah, and once again, living in the desert, like because of the dirt and the dust, I had to wear glasses all the time because I couldn't wear because the contacts were problematic, and I had to wear glasses. But then when it was outside, I had to wear prescription sunglasses, so I was constantly switching between them, and my prescription sunglasses were so heavy on my face.
Oh, no.
I just, because they were large, and so, like, the way it worked, it's kind of a function of, like, your prescription and then the size of the lens they have to make. It has to be able to be a certain way. I don't know. Anyway, they had to be so thick that they were so, like, and then they were big, these big sunglasses. Oh, it was the worst.
Sounds terrible.
You know, so I got so excited when we had a rare, like, rainy day, because I would put my contacts on and be like, yeah,
that's amazing. It's the little things. It is.
To this day, I still get like a slight surge of joy when it's rainy, and I'm like, oh, I don't have to be excited about that for the same reason anymore.
Oh, right.
I'm definitely
amazing.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on the taco. I'm not a burger person. I can't. Even the fake ones. I don't.
All right.
Can't.
I mean, that's fair. I love a good burger from time to time. Like, not as frequent. Like, I could eat tacos every day. But, like.
Yes.
A burger sometimes. But usually, like, I'll crave a burger, like, after, like, heavy activity or something.
Mm.
Yeah. And then there's nothing better. Except maybe tacos.
Definitely tacos.
Yeah.
No, Chris is the same way. He'll, like, once in a while, he'll crave, like, he'll be like, oh, I want a big juicy burger, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, whatever. I also don't like the fries that always come with burgers. Like, they're so fat. I don't like fat fries. I like skinny, like, shoestring fries because I want them to be super crunchy and not mealy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
And, like, with tacos, also, you can have so many kinds. Like,
that's true.
You can have fish, you can have chicken, you can have beef, pork, even though I don't really do that, but you can have all kinds of things in your taco. You can even have a choco taco. It's not even, it's a dessert.
Yeah, like, it's a fake taco, but it's still delicious.
It is pretty good. It's been a really, really, really long time since I've had a choco taco. Do you know really what I'm talking time. About
I do, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Unless you need the current of the ocean, you know, like the whole, but you can get that at a sea.
It could be a sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. It sounds like it is pretty awful there.
Right. But I'm very happy that we have it. Because there was so much blinding stuff. Passenger or driver? For me, it's usually driver, unless, as long as I can sit in the front passenger seat, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You get really badly car sick.
Gotcha.
That's but fair. Driver, I don't know. Sometimes I like to drive, sometimes I don't. So mm-hmm.
Sometimes mm-hmm. I feel uncomfortable driving with passengers. Like, I oh, like to drive.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it. I thought it was driver by yourself or passenger by yourself.
Oh, huh.
Which makes no sense. But yeah, driving, I don't like driving other people unless it's my husband because I do feel like I'm being judged.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Right?
No, like, that's a real thing, especially uh-huh. if it's like work stuff or something. Oh, no. I can't. Yeah.
Just no, right? Like, I remember having to drive my supervisor somewhere once, and I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And I know that that's dramatic, but it was awful.
Yeah, it's highly stressful. And mm-hmm. yeah,
it's bad news. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking back. Anyway, amusement park or day at the beach? I have to go day at the beach because I don't really like people that much.
That's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. I would love if I were one of those people who could shut down an amusement park for the day, but they would also have to, like, scrub it clean.
Fair enough. Yes, I think I see amusement parks much differently now that COVID has happened than I did before.
Yeah, you probably see them how I always saw them.
Yes, that's probably accurate.
Mm-hmm. So now it's like, yeah, that's not my idea of fun. I mean, I do love certain things about an amusement park. Novelty mm-hmm. food or whatever.
I went to Disneyland in January in the middle of the week several years ago.
Oh,
and
my.
That's probably the closest you'll ever get to, like, shutting down an amusement park. There were so few yeah. people there. It was magical. Magical.
That sounds like fun, mm-hmm. actually. And why not? If you don't have kids, you don't have to worry about when you're going.
Exactly. Like, I didn't have to wait for a school break or anything. It was just like, all right, I'm taking a couple of days off from work and going to Disneyland. Here I go.
Oh, you went to Disneyland.
Yes.
Duh, because that's closer to you.
Yeah, Disney World's a little far. I'd have to take more than a couple of days off work, I think.
Well, it's probably like Vegas. Like, you don't want to spend too long there.
Very true. Very true. Although,
yeah, the flight, of course.
Mm-hmm. But we do have a cousin who would live there if she was allowed to.
That's true. But I think, I don't know, I feel like it would get old.
Maybe.
Although for her, I don't know, maybe her love knows no bounds. But I don't have the same love. I have actually never really understood the whole Disney World, Disneyland thing. Like, mm-hmm. maybe it's because I didn't go ever. That sounds so lame. I don't understand it because I've never been. Well, like, yeah, been. Duh. Mm-hmm. But, like, I also know, I mean, I've seen videos, I can appreciate, like, probably what it's like there. I've been to other amusement parks. And it just doesn't, I'm not a Disney person. So Disney mm-hmm. specifically doesn't hold any, like, woo. Or, like, I'm also not a Harry Potter person or a, you know, like, so it's just, like, there's not really anything there for me. Apart from the novelty food, which once again, like, so I guess I need to go to Epcot and mm-hmm. I'd be fine. Or what's the adult place? I don't mean adult like porn. I just mean like adult, like it's more geared towards adults. Isn't there an adult like?
Oh, are you thinking of California Adventure? The one that's like right next to Disneyland?
No, because I'm thinking East Coast and I'm talking about Disney World. So I think it's called like Treasure Island or Treasure or Paradise Island or something Island or something Paradise.
Huh.
And it's, I think they have like bars and stuff.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up. Anyway, that would be like my thing. But like, I mean, I can go to bars anywhere. I don't know. So it's just mm-hmm. like not, it's just not, I don't get excited about like, oh, the princesses and let's take a picture with Miss Mickey and let's, you know. It's never, but I have been once when I was like two, and I don't remember, obviously, because I was like two.
You know, you were kind of little.
And my family took, obviously, it was for the benefit of my three older brothers.
Sure. Uh-huh. It was about them.
Yeah. And I haven't been back, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also not a big rides person. Like, I like rides, but I don't like roller coasters.
Okay.
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
You do?
I like
You're
the
so
roller
more
coaster.
adventurous than me.
So adventurous.
No, but you really are. You are. Like, you're, oh, I'm gonna go camping and all I've got with me is what I can carry in my person kayak. Like, that's terrifying.
Fair enough. That's not for everybody. I get
Yeah.
it.
What if you need everything that's not in there? I don't know. I
Right.
can't. Can't. Yeah.
You're right. You're right. You can't be prepared for everything. And
No. You just gotta be okay with that. So add a movie, candy, or popcorn. I probably have to go. Oh, that's a really tough one because, well, let's again, we're pretending I'm at home because I don't particularly like going to the movie theater. I do like buttered popcorn, but it better be like soaked in butter.
Oh.
Like, I want it like dripping.
Wow.
And then so messy. But yeah, I really like super buttery popcorn. Not like the flavor. That's just salt.
Yes, that's true.
But then I like candy, like something about like the kind of candy that you would get at a movie theater, like Swedish Fish or like maybe like cookie dough bites or something that, or like Mike and Ike's. I could get behind that. So I don't know. That's like a toss up for me. I also used to like to get like a soft pretzel, which
Yes.
you can often get at a movie theater. So
I love a good soft pretzel. That has been one of my
yeah.
favorite things around here is a lot of like the breweries and some of the restaurants, like they've brought in soft pretzels as an appetizer with like super good cheese and mustard, and it makes my heart so
Yes.
happy.
Why doesn't every brewery do that?
Right?
Like, that should be like a basic expected thing because we have one brewery near us, and of course we haven't been there since, like, I don't even know because I don't know if we, oh, we might have gone back in like February, but anyway, they have soft pretzels from a bakery down the street. That bakery isn't even open to the public. They just bring them into that brewery and sell them there. They also sell them at the farmers market on Saturdays, but they're so freaking good. But they don't even have to be that amazing. Like a soft pretzel, and you give me some cream cheese or some beer cheese or some nacho cheese or some sort of dipping sauce, and I am like happy as a clam. I don't know why every brewery doesn't do that.
Agreed. Yeah.
And then I'll sit there and shut up while Chris drinks his beer and I'll be content.
For
You
sure.
know, like there, I guess there's like another brewery I can think of that's both a brewery and a winery, and they have food on the wine side. Well, I guess now it's both weird Virginia laws. They used to not be able to mix the wine and the beer. So one part of it was a winery and one part of it was a brewery, and you could go between the two, but you couldn't bring your drinks back and forth. And so you're either at one or the other.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, so the wine side they would have like wine slushies and pizza, and on the beer side they had, which came later, they had beer obviously, and then like pub food, like soft pretzels and like, you know, I don't know, fried pickles, you know, the kind of food you imagine a brewery might have. But that's like two out of like we've been to a lot of breweries.
Sure, yeah,
They
like,
could be everywhere. It goes so well with beer. The place I worked in college briefly that was a big beer, not a brewery, but like they sold a billion types of beer. That was like their main thing. Like you could get a cocktail, but you wouldn't because you're there for the beer. They had soft pretzels.
Because they knew it was up. I
Yeah,
understood.
and you would get like two giant soft pretzels.
Oh,
And then like
beautiful.
two dipping things. Yeah, it was really dangerous as an
Oh,
employee,
I bet.
but I was also like 21, 22 and had the metabolism of a hummingbird, so it was fine.
Right.
But
Sure.
like, yeah. Yeah, everyone should do that. Good soft pretzels are hard to come by and they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be, right? They're not expensive. They're not super difficult.
No, I will say they do need to be fresh though, because if they sit there on those spinny racks for too long,
Yeah.
it's not the same.
That's true. It's not the same.
They need to be fresh, and then also I believe actually to they work with lye to make them.
What?
So it's huh?
What? That's
They work with lye.
I've never heard that before.
Right. It's like a hazardous chemical. You wouldn't think it should be related to your food, but I'm pretty sure that's a thing. So, you know, I make soap from scratch and I use lye.
Right.
but yeah, I think that's what makes the pretzels brown. Traditional Bavarian pretzels are dipped in a lye solution before they are baked. Lye, also known as sodium hydroxide, is essentially the same stuff that's used to make soap and clean drains. It can even dissolve glass. Ooh. That's what you want to eat.
Right?
But yeah, no, that's the thing.
Huh.
I mean, it's a lye water bath. It's not like they put them in straight.
Interesting.
I'm sure it's much more diluted than it would be if you're making soap. But it still kind of freaks me out a little bit. Anyway, all I'm saying is maybe they're not the easiest thing to make because that, you know, you have to keep that substance away from all your other food and you have to separate the area that you're doing it and make sure you're not cross-contaminated.
For sure. Yeah, that's reasonable. I guess that could create some challenges.
Because I don't know if you could make them without it. Maybe you can.
I've made them at home and I've never used lye. I've dipped them in like a baking soda mixture. But also mine aren't as good as the ones that you like get in a restaurant.
This is confusing. They also say they use lye solutions to make bagels sometimes.
Huh.
Yeah, it must be the browning or the flavor or something. But I think for whatever reason, somehow it makes it. But here's the article on The Kitchen, which is like a food, you know, blog or website. Apparently, you don't have to use lye. You can use baking soda solution, which is, I think, what you did.
Mm-hmm.
How you said?
Yeah, that's what I would do at home. Interesting.
But it's less alkaline than lye. Or as you Americans would say, less basic.
Less basic.
Isn't that what you say? Isn't that what people say? You say you have acids and bases?
Because
I always learned acids and alkalis.
I don't know if I ever really learned those things, come to think of it.
You didn't do chemistry?
No, I did not.
Mm-mm. You didn't?
No, it wasn't required to, so I didn't do it.
But like not even in like... Wait, what?
Yeah, no. You didn't, not even in like, high school. It wasn't required.
Really? Yeah. I had to take it twice.
Wow. That's weird.
I took it in middle school and high school.
Huh.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if I had stayed in the same school district, I would have only had to take it once.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, moving can do but, that.
Yeah, moving will do that to you. But yeah, no, I took it twice. We set stuff on fire in Europe because they weren't so worried. Like, I think in the U.S. they don't let you have, I'm pretty sure they didn't let us have, yeah, they did definitely didn't let us have like Bunsen burners. Oh, maybe I didn't take it here.
Hmm.
Speaking of biology, I did not take chemistry here, but I did take it in middle school in Europe and we, someone lost their eyebrows.
Oh no.
Because we had like lab coats to protect you from the chemical burns and stuff, but. We also had Bunsen burners, and we had these, like, lab benches and everything. And if you leave a Bunsen, if you leave the gas on, but it's not lit, obviously it's like a gas stove. Like, the gas will come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone lit another one, and the whole bench just went,
whoosh, oh, no.
Like, up in flames. And, yeah, it could have been bad. They also had, like, emergency showers that you pull down, and, you know, you can douse yourself.
Smart. Yeah. Good safety feature.
Yeah, no, it was cool. We also made, oh no, that was in biology. We made yogurt and wine in biology. But nice. In chemistry, I think, yeah, we definitely did some experiments they probably wouldn't do here.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. We set things on fire. Like on purpose.
Yeah, I like it.
Anyway, I don't know where we got onto chemistry.
Alkalines with the pretzels. Oh, from the movie theater.
So, but isn't the American term for, isn't it acids and bases? Am I crazy?
Why
don't you know this?
I honestly don't know. I would love to say that I know and just like fake it, but I don't even feel like I can fake it.
I think it is. I could ask Chris, but he's not here. It doesn't matter. That's the moral of everything we talk about.
Moral of everything.
Is that ultimately none of this matters.
It don't matter.
Oh, I know where we were. We were back in the quiz thing. So we agree on most of these things. Pen over on the toilet paper. Waffles, obviously.
Obviously.
Coke, but it shouldn't be diet. That's like un-American.
Fair.
Okay.
All right, I'll give you that.
I do prefer blinds if they're like nice quality blinds, but definitely have a lot more curtains than blinds in our house. Because blinds are expensive.
They are. You're right. They're more expensive than they should be. It's upsetting.
They are so much more expensive. We bought just a shade. It's not even like, it's like a tiny little like 30 inch wide like panel over our kitchen window. That you could like pull down, because in the winter the sun angle comes in really weird and will like blind you if you're standing at the sink. Just wanted a little shade for the window. Guess how much that shade cost? It was like 30 inches wide or 31 inches wide and like not much longer than that. Almost a square window. Just a little window over the sink in the kitchen.
More than $17.
Oh my god. You're not even close.
Not even close. It was a lot of money.
Well, for what it was, we felt like it was a lot of money. It is nice quality. It's very smooth, but it's not like it's remote controlled or anything. It was like $200.
That's ridiculous.
I know. And then the installation was only like $40, which should have been more, and the blind should have been less. You know, like it just doesn't make
right.
sense.
Right, that doesn't quite add up.
Drink coffee, so iced or hot, neither.
All right, breaking my barista heart over here, but it's fine.
I don't know. Vegetables over meat. Definitely international vacation over a new TV.
Right?
Like something that costs thousands of dollars and is a tough thing to plan. Or something that I guess could cost thousands of dollars, but like, what?
Right? Like,
Probably save over spend, because I'm kind of a saver.
Mm-hmm.
Despite my blinds, my extravagant
right, your
blinds.
Extravagant luxury blinds.
Just to your other's feelings, I feel like I'm kind of a white lie person. If it's, I don't know. If it's like, oh no, I didn't. No, your hair looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee or tea? Tea.
Mm-hmm. I'll allow it.
You'll allow it. TV or book? That's a toss up. Definitely movie at home. Ocean or mountains is tough too, because I feel like I need both in my life.
Yeah, so. I agree with that. Like, I don't want to give up either one, but if I had to choose, right. I would go mountains.
Well, because there's other, I mean, because ocean isn't the only, like, mountains are like the only thing that gets you the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds silly.
Right. But I hear what you're saying. Like, an ocean is not the only way to go to the water. Like, you've got lakes, you've got rivers.
Right.
And oftentimes those right. things exist in the mountains. So you kind of get both.
Right. Definitely comedy movies. I'm going to go countryside over city. Okay. I'm definitely more a country girl. I've never been much of a city dweller, even though I have lived in cities in the past. Well, right now I would not call, this is definitely a suburb. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, yeah, I'm not a city kind of gal. Winter over summer.
All right.
I know.
All right.
Because summer here in the DC area is so, so muggy and nasty and buggy, and like you just feel gross most of the time. Great feeling.
Not great. No, not ideal.
Yeah, and then you're constantly like dying of heat and then freezing, shivering cold, because if you go into anywhere, it's like super air conditioned, mm-hmm. and whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. Mac or PC? I have all Mac stuff right now. Like, I mean, I have an iMac and I have an iPad and an iPhone, and I miss having a PC.
All right.
It's so much easier to navigate. Like, I don't know where anything is. I don't know how things relate. I don't know, like, how. It's just not the way I grew up. I can't switch. I'm too old. I don't know what I was thinking when I bought the iMac. I was like, oh, this will be really easy and really pretty, and I'll be able to make nice documents and pretty things. And this is when I had a brief foray into being like, I'm going to be a wedding planner. And that didn't, I changed my mind.
Fair enough. Yeah. tough job.
But I was like, oh, I can make really pretty wedding planner pamphlets, or I don't know, or I can design websites, or I like, it's like, yeah, it's not what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. So regret there, but
that's fair. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's kind of an expensive piece of equipment that I use for surfing the web. Right. You know? Primarily for web stuff. Although now with the business stuff, I do more, you know, I'll do some graphic design and some things, but I'm not utilizing the full potential by any means. So, super sandwich, totally sandwich. So I don't know what you're thinking about the soup. I like soup, but no.
Yeah. I want them to go together, but I don't know.
You can't have both ways.
I don't know. I love different kinds of soups.
You're allowed.
Thank you. I'm actually I'm legitimately upset. I took my my crock pot to the office pre-COVID, and it's just been hanging out there, and I keep forgetting to bring it home the days I am at the office. And today would be a perfect day for crock pot soup. And I don't have my crock pot, and it's really upsetting.
Oh, do you have a big soup?
I mean, I do. I get it, but that's really similar.
But I can't just plug it in and forget about it.
I have to leave it on the stove, and that sounds really hard. So
I understand. It's different. It's a different process. Card game or board game is tough, because I feel like I can really get into card games.
But I do love a good card game, too.
I also like board game. Kind of surprised. I was expecting you to say card game because of, family reunion stuff, and I would see you playing cards. But, to be fair, it's not like anyone's got a board game.
Right.
So,
we don't travel with board games. Option. If we did, I'd be all over them. We could. Might be a thing to start.
Also, it's a lot easier to scale up on a card game than it is on a board game. You're not going to have, 15 people playing a board game.
Probably. Very true. Yes.
There's only so many board games that work that way. Without having to have crazy teams and then people just kind of sitting and waiting for their turn a lot of the time and being bored.
That's a really good point. Yeah, for big groups like ours, card games make so much more sense.
I have to go wine over beer. I'm sorry.
I mean, whatever. Wine's got its place. It's all right. I'm not mad about it.
In the trash can. Right? And I have to go working alone with you. I mean, not with you.
But let's work alone together.
Alone together. Yeah. But I say that, but then I also get a lot at work, and I am always so relieved when I'm able to do that if someone is able to take something. So I don't know. I don't know. But that's not really the same as working in a team. That's just
telling you. Sure. I technically, I'm a part of a team, and I appreciate that, but, I get to work independently as a part of that team, which is the part that I like. And then we, collaborate when necessary, but it's not like we're, you know, making decisions as a team all the time or, always working as a team. There's a lot of independent work.
If I had to pick one, I definitely prefer working independently. Yeah. And definitely dine in with you pre-COVID, though. Definitely not doing that right now. But and I'll take a hoodie over a sweater any day. Sweaters look cute, but hoodies are more comfortable. Sure. Comic book or comic strips, I guess. There's literally one comic strip that I will look at when I look at the Washington Post. And it's not that I'm super excited about it, but I don't look at any comic books. I think when I was 9 or 10, I would sometimes read Betty and Veronica or Archie or whatever the whole, which is not actually the best thing for a 10-year-old girl to be reading.
Yeah, probably not.
It was very, I learned very quickly, oh, Veronica's supposed to be the beautiful one. Oh, Veronica has long legs and that's what makes her beautiful. Oh, Veronica's rich. Oh, Betty's just this homely, sweet, she's the nice girl,
right?
And she is a doormat for Archie. And Veronica's kind of a bitch, and Archie likes that.
Sure. That sums it up remarkably well. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're totally right. I got like quasi into some newer comic books a few years ago because of this guy that I was seeing at the time. And I still have them and I flip back through them sometimes. But like I haven't then explored any other ones or gotten any more from that particular series or anything. But, you know, I can appreciate them for what they are.
I mean, it's, on some level, it's like art. I'm going to go with the bicycle because I've never been on a motorcycle and I don't intend to try. You can stick me on a horse, but I will not get on a
motorcycle. You're not getting on a motorcycle. That's fair.
But I don't bike either. I don't even own a bike. I haven't since I was a kid.
Sure.
Like, I've never owned a bicycle as an adult. I don't bike places. To be fair, like, this isn't the most biking friendly community, although I mean you could bike around the neighborhood. I just don't feel safe on a bike, but also like I could just fall off at any minute.
Reasonable fear.
Like, I don't know why that, maybe it's just because I didn't do it enough, or maybe I always had it adjusted too tall for me, because as you know I'm really short, and I do sort of recall having to like stop short and getting kind of like, you get the bike seat in a place you don't want it.
Sure.
You know?
That can happen.
And that
yeah,
hurt.
It doesn't feel good.
And I think that's like, yeah, I don't need to experience that. But then also, like, I'm old enough to get a bike that fits me
properly.
There
is that. I mean, you could make that choice.
So I could do it, and you can get places faster. But you also have to, there's not a ton of, like, we have a park nearby that is, like, just too far to walk. It would make a perfect bike ride. But the way to get there, it feels treacherous. There's not, like, a bike lane. And going, at least going in the one direction. And people are weird around here about bikes because they don't seem to understand the rules. I don't know.
Sure.
Or agree on the rules.
We're pretty bike friendly, and I still don't feel very comfortable like riding on the streets. Like, if I am going to ride a bike, it's going to be on a trail, like a paved trail.
Yeah.
But I find that I like the idea of riding bikes a lot more than I actually like riding bikes. Like, I see people doing it and I'm like, oh, that looks so fun and enjoyable. And then I get on it and I'm like, nah, this is not all that comfortable.
No, it hurts your butt.
It's kind of a lot of work.
Even if you're not in like yourself. It's just generally like a butt hurting like workout. Like, I don't know. I'm okay. I'd rather walk.
Like, I would rather walk or run, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And then all that pressure on your wrists. I'll be doing it wrong if that's the case, but okay.
So you're doing,
I'm doing it wrong. But like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Book or ebook? Definitely book. I do not.
I don't want to stare at a screen for a couple of hours while I read a book like that. No, absolutely.
Yeah, for me, I like turning the pages and feeling the progress that I'm making. But also, I had a Kindle. I still have it actually, but it's super. It's like, it's literally like the second generation. It's super old. My family gave it to me years ago, and it was a really nice gift. Because I was going overseas, and it was really, really nice, and I did use it for that year. But the thing you can't really do easily, or that I never figured out how to do, is like flip back and forth. Like, I'll be like, "Oh, wait, who's this person again? What's their relationship?" And I'll like flip back through to see, you know, or I'll skip ahead a little bit and be like, "How much longer is this chapter? Do I want to finish this tonight?" You know, I don't know. I do a lot of flipping around, and it's just easier with a physical book, and then. When I'm done with it, you know, I donate it or I give it to, usually I just donate it. Sometimes I give it to a friend or family member to read, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get anyway. How an ebook can be super handy. Like if you're going on a long trip, like it's not very convenient to pack like three books for your trip or whatever. But ultimately, I'm going to want to have the actual book.
Yeah, I disagree because your book doesn't lose charge.
Good point. Good solid point. I hadn't even thought about it that way.
Your book doesn't need the internet. I mean, maybe if you download a book on Kindle or whatever, then it doesn't need the internet. But like, your book doesn't lose charge. Your book doesn't need to be powered off ever. And yeah, you could pack three, but like, once again, you could leave them behind depending on what you're doing, where you're going, you know, as you read them.
Solid point.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Three, no fan when sleeping. That's like not. How do you people? I don't know how people do that. Like, you would wake up with the dry mouth, like. Nose or
no thanks.
We have a ceiling fan in our bedroom and basically never use it. Sure. Like, we do use the one in like the room on the opposite side of the house because it's over the garage, so it can get hot in there, so it's like a nice way to kind of cool it down without like cranking up the AC because the rest of the house doesn't need it.
That makes sense.
But yeah, ninjas are pirates. I was like so ready for you to say
pirates. Really?
And I don't know if it's just because like I could picture you being like, "Arr."
I mean, that's fair. That is something I would do.
Yeah, but I guess ninjas are cooler. Pirates are like just criminals that are sort of glorified, but like they're bad.
They are. Yeah, people. They're not great humans.
And then ninjas could be good or bad. True. So. Mm-hmm. I don't even truly know what a ninja is, but I'm going to pretend like I do. And then TV shows or movies, I would say TV shows. Yeah. Again, apart from this project that Chris and I are doing to watch all these musicals, I talk about it like so formal.
Right? Like but, this horrible project that we have put together. I am the project manager.
Drudging through. But apart from that, like I'm not as big into movies. Like I have to be really excited about a movie to want to watch it because I do feel like I am gonna be sitting for a while and might lose interest. Show.
It's true. Yeah.
It's you have something to look forward to usually.
Right.
Like, oh, I enjoyed that. Now I get to watch the next episode. Whereas if you enjoy a movie, it's like, oh, I enjoyed that.
And then that's it.
Chris. And like, yeah, okay, maybe you could argue like, oh, some movies have sequels, but like it's not the same thing. They don't come out at the same time. They're usually not as good. It's just not, that's not,
you know. Yeah, it's just right, it's not the same as like watching episodes of a show.
Yeah, you gotta like wait a year. You gotta be a big nerd because it only happens with like nerdy movies.
I mean, Home Alone had a sequel, and I wouldn't say that Home Alone.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I think there ended up being like three or four of them. It wasn't even just one sequel.
You know, now that I think about it, I feel like this might be a newer phenomenon, that it is more like these sci-fi or fantasy or whatever things that are getting serialized, like getting put into multiple movies. Because when I, oh no, because they also did it with 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, that's true.
But that was a book that had three books or whatever to begin with. So I guess if it's based on a book, maybe. But like, I do remember there being a lot of bad sequels in like the 90s. That were just bad. Like Beethoven. The original Beethoven was good. I did not even watch the ones after that. I'm sure they weren't any good. But there were two or three sequels, I think.
I think you're right. Yeah. It wasn't just the one. Like, there were many, multiple.
Home Alone, like you said. There were like, a lot of just really... It's like, okay, you had some success with the first one. That doesn't mean you can replicate it.
Right. It doesn't mean it's going to go that way again.
I can't think of anymore, but I know there's some really... Everything had a two, you know? It was like, look who's talking. Look who's talking to.
And then look who's talking now. There was a third one of those. Yeah.
Oh, see? There you go. Or like three men and a baby. Three men and a little lady.
Yep. It's so true. Like
three men and a puppy dog. I don't know. Like, I just. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, all of these great movies ended up with these awful sequels. That was just sort of the thing.
I was like, why think of a new movie idea when we can ride on the coattails of this last movie idea? And you know, we don't it might go straight to video. That's fine. We're fine with that. We're going for the low-hanging fruit here.
Right. Sticking with what we know.
Yes. I don't think you see that these days.
You know, I was going to agree with you, but then my brain was thinking. Weird that my brain would do a thinking thing. I don't know. like, The Hangover had a sequel, and I feel like Pitch Perfect did. Or maybe I made that up, but I think there was a
sequel. Oh, Pitch Perfect had two, I think.
Oh, that might be right.
Pitch Perfect.
So there have been some newer.
There have been some. Everything I said was a lie. Okay, well, what do I know? That is true. And Pitch Perfect
was
good.
I enjoyed it. Right, like I've said, I'm not a movie person, but that was one I enjoyed.
Yeah, and that might even be classified as a musical, which we know is like
you're right. You're right. I can't even argue with you right now. I mean, I could, but it won't.
You're least favorite.
There's singing involved, and that's not my thing.
No. Okay. That did happen to a couple movies. But I still maintain, I think it was more common.
I agree. Yeah, I think it happened a lot more frequently.
It's like every movie that did well, they at least like thought about it. They're like, should we do this again?
Should we? Oh, yeah. The answer is yes. We're going to do it again. Oh, did that flop?
Yeah.
Oh, well. We're still riding off of the first one, so it's fine.
Right. Like, it still probably make some money. Especially with a lower budget. Wasn't there, like, a second Aladdin?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It was, like, The Return of Jafar.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It was really bad, because I think they did not get the same voices.
Oh, that's kind of a problem.
I don't think they had Robin Williams. That's a completely forgettable movie. Because he, like, made that movie.
Yeah, for sure. He was that movie.
Yeah.
Right? That laugh still hurts.
I hear a husband walking around in the bedroom. But actually, this is probably a good time to stop anyway. Listening, guys, and be sure to rate and review our podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe. And we will.
Yay!
Okay.
Chris is excited for us. I can hear it. Hi, I'm Jen.
And I'm Julie. Welcome to Partially Related, our podcast where our Now I was so close. Sorry.
That's fine. Oh, right, I start. Oh, geez.